Washington Mayor Gary Menier spoke from the Tractor Supply parking lot where the city's been offering press briefings. He says the city's hopeful no one else's life will be claimed by the disaster.
Munda was injured just a block and a half from here on the 17th, and Ray was somewhat upbeat from the standpoint he didn't think her injuries, she could last that way. So it was kind of a blessing, but he lost two homes. He owned homes side by side, and his wife on 1117 is how he put it.
Rosamund Allison is the seventh person statewide to die from injuries sustained in the tornadoes. The EF4 tornado was one of 24 that hit the state on November 17th. Washington residents continue, meanwhile, to dig out from under the tons of debris scattered throughout the half-mile-wide zone of destruction. Washington City Manager Tim Gleason says they're asking people to cease taking their debris to the right-of-way and instead contact their insurance company to assist from today forward.
Residents have done exactly what we asked them to do, and they have used through friends, through volunteers, they have pushed the debris to the right of way, and that is my responsibility to clear, and I'll take care of that. It's just I can't have any more, and at some point the insurance companies have a responsibility in this as well.
Gleason says large appliances and vegetative debris can still be taken to the curb. He says appliances should be sealed and secured, and vegetation should be cut to 6 feet or less. Volunteer crews will continue with the debris removal from this point forward. The city is asking residents also to place dumpsters at least 10 feet from the curb, as well as fire hydrants. I'm Tanya Kuntz.